7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we are here to help you to, put the garden to bed for the season, get everything cleaned up, and prepare for the new season. And if we can help you of any way, please give us a call. Our phone number is 855-660-4261, and we can work together to get everything prepared for the change of seasons. And there's a lot happening as we speak in the garden, so, don't be shy. The vegetable garden, for the most part, other than a few cold crops, should have been cleaned and all the plant debris removed. Remember, if you had a problem, let's say, on your tomatoes, and you don't clean the garden, any of the foliage of your tomato plant that had a fungus on it, if you allow that leaf to stay in the garden, what's going to happen is the spores are going to settle in the ground and they're going to reinfect next year's garden. And the same thing with vine crops. Let's say you had cucumbers or squashes and you had a white discoloration of the foliage called powdery mildew because it looks like a white powder. And you don't remove those plants from the garden, then there's a chance that those spores will reinfect your new seedlings next spring. So cleaning the garden, really, really important. Put it in your compost pile. Let Mother Nature break it down naturally. And that way you can use it a year from now to create beautiful organic matter. And the disease spores will all die with the heat that's created by this composting that you're going to be doing. Now, this is a great time to condition the soil. There's not that much yard work that has to be done on a timely basis. And if you've got some spare time, I know it's not the gardening season for working out in the vegetable or in your annual beds, head down, if you live near the seashore, head down to the seashore, pick up seaweed, and you can add 3 to 6 inches of seaweed right from the beaches onto your garden, till it in if you're able to, and it will rot during the winter, and come spring, it will be beautiful. Now, not everyone is able to do that. But there is still beautiful organic matter all over your yard. All of the foliage, all the leaves from the trees that have come down, all the pine needles that have fallen from your evergreens that have begun to accumulate on your lawn or in the gardens. You know, a lot of us, we rake it, we bag it, and we send it to be recycled or just taken to the landfills where it's dumped and it's wasted material. What I do is I rake my leaves in the areas where they've really accumulated, drag them to the garden. I'll put it near the garden in a row, and then take my push mower or even the sit-down mower and drive over the pile, and the blades will grind up those leaves into small pieces, blow them into the garden, and then you can till the oak leaves, the maple leaves, the poplar leaves, whatever types of trees that you have, all that foliage, all the pine needles, blend it in with the soil. If you're not able to right now, at least get it in the garden. And the microbes and the bacteria will work on it during the winter. They'll start to break it down. And it's like adding peat moss or compost to your garden. So if your leaves are thin on your lawn and your soil is on a sandy side, before you put the lawnmower away for the year, mow the grass. Even though it doesn't need to be mowed, mow it. Grind up those leaves. Let them sit right on top of your grass. You don't want, you know, like an inch thick of leaves, but you want to spread them out pretty good. And during the remaining part of the fall season, going through the winter and in the spring, those shredded leaves, the shredded pine needles that you've mowed in your lawn will begin to break down. They'll form organic matter, and they will help to hold the fertilizer that you'll be applying to your lawn so that it doesn't leach out as quickly. It will cut back on the amount of watering that you'll need to do. So don't take those leaves and throw them in the dump. Grind them up. Broadcast them evenly on your lawn. Grind them up. Put them in the vegetable garden, in your flower beds. And again, it's a great form of organic matter. Now, some of you who live east of the Mississippi, your soils are acid. And most of the foliage that you're going to be collecting is going to be slightly acidic. When you get everything applied to your garden, add a little bit of lime or something like Turf Turbo made by Bonide Lawn and Garden or Magic Cal made by Jonathan Green, and that will help to neutralize any acidity that's going in the garden. Now, if you don't have leaves, you don't have pine needles, they're too far away from the ocean, and you want to build the organic matter of your garden to level up to be higher, what I recommend that you do, and it still isn't too late for a lot of you, go down to your local nursery, garden center, or feed and grain store. And what you want is called winter rye. And it's a very large grass seed. And compared to what you would find in a box of traditional lawn seed, winter rye is 3, 4, 5 times larger in size. And all you would need to do in the vegetable garden or in your annual beds, take a flat steel rake, scratch up the ground a little bit, sprinkle the seed fairly heavy, and then take a bamboo rake, turn it upside down, comb it in so that the bulk of the seed is covered, and then water. Now, the whole East Coast is going to be getting some rain tonight and tomorrow, so if you could do that today, if you're in a dry situation, let's get the winter rye planted. It's not too late. It's going to come up. It's going to grow. And when the weather gets really cold and the ground freezes, if it freezes where you live at all, it will grow. Let's say, well, I live in Maine, so planting it now, it may only come up an inch, maybe a little bit more. That's okay. In late March, early April, when the ground is thawed, things are beginning to grow, that winter rye will continue to grow. And when you get ready to plant your garden, all you need to do is take your weed whacker or the lawnmower, depending on the height of your winter rye grass, mow it down or weed whack it down, and then till it into the soil. Every winter rye seed that comes up and grows will grow 1 mile of roots. And when you grind this up with a rototiller or just take a pitchfork and, you know, dig into the ground, flip it over upside down and chop it up a little bit, it will dry, it will die out. And it's like growing your own peat moss. And if you live in an area where your soils are sandy, it will cut back on the amount of watering that you need. If your soils are heavy with clay, it will help to break up the clay. So use this week to condition your soils and to make them better for next year. Give us a call. I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. And I do have to tell you, and I apologize, that the website with the holiday wreaths and centerpieces had a note this morning on my email that they had a technical glitch at the last minute. And it will not be up until Tuesday, so I'm not a happy camper this morning. And again, I do apologize, but they guaranteed me that by Tuesday it would be up and running. And I know you're going to be very pleased with what you see. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who do we have up first this morning?
First up, we've got Sandy from Maine with a question about some mysterious critters.
Sandy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Hi, I have a friend who is a microbiology professor at Colby, and whenever I drive to the dump and I see him out in this huge garden he has, I stop in and we chat and we go over, you know, what's been going on in the garden. Well, he grows like you and me, Brussels sprouts, fall broccoli, kale, right up through, you know, Christmas. And we're right in central Maine. Well, he also grows radicchio. I think that's what it's called, radicchio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he goes out to check it every day by squeezing it a little to see if it's ready. And he squeezed it yesterday and it was hollow. He pulled it up, and something had cored the whole, just the whole inside out.
Oh, wow.
How expensive radicchio is.
Yeah. Now, did he find any opening where the insect got inside and ate its way?
Well, to be honest, he knows what it is. It's voles.
Okay. Yeah, and voles can be a real problem right now.
Yep. Yeah, he said he's probably got hundreds of them. The question is, and I mentioned Shake Away and those products, but I said to him, look, I'm going to call Paul. He said, who's Paul? I said, well, he's this great guy I've been listening to for like, you've got, so I, Dave, he might be listening right now, but I told him I would call for him. And you know how people say I'm calling for a friend, but it's really about them. This, I really am calling for a friend. but Frank really didn't know anything about Shakeaway. He says, oh, those products are expensive. But yeah, he does have a big garden. It's probably about an acre. And I just said, well, you know, look at what you would save here. You just lost probably $150 worth of radicchio.
Right. And the thing that's going to happen is if they are allowed to live there all winter, when spring arrives, there's going to be a whole new generation of voles that's going to be in his garden. And then it will attack carrots, beets, turnips,
Yeah, they took out all of his beets. They're gone. They completely took them out earlier.
Yeah. I had the same problem 1 year, and I can still see my little niece's face. She came over for Thanksgiving, and I said, do you want to help Uncle Paul to do some cooking? And she said, yeah. So the two of us walked out to the garden, and I said, I'm going to pick the Brussels sprouts, and I want you to pick some carrots. And the carrots had a good foot of foliage on them. So I said, you're going to have to pull hard because they're really in the ground. Well, she grabbed a hold of a bunch of them, pulled as hard as she could, and she went flying head over heel.
Yeah.
The voles got into the row of carrots about 2 inches below the surface, and they went down the entire row.
Yep.
And every single carrot had been eaten except for a 2-inch stump.
Yep.
So what we ended up doing after Thanksgiving is we pulled everything out, threw it into the compost pile. I put the Shakeaway vole repellent in the garden. And then the following spring, I put it in the garden again. So they've got some work to do. And now is not too late. You've got to get them out of that garden before they build a nest and create a new generation. And next year will be incredible. I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is toll free 855-660-4261. So if you have a question, give us a call. We were talking with Sandy about voles. And voles and moles are relatives to the rodent family. You know, you're a traditional field mouse or the mouse that could get into your home if it's not being occupied, or a camp or a camper. Voles with a V, think of it as a vegetarian. It will only eat plant material. A mole will eat worms and grubs and insects. So even though they look the same, they eat different things. So you would most likely not have a problem in a vegetable garden with a mole, because there's no real insects. And, you know, you don't have the amount of earthworms in a garden that we did many years ago, because we're not conditioning the soils as much as we did in past years. It would be a vole, and then they would feed on root crops. And if you have a vegetable garden and you're not growing any soil-type vegetables, vegetables that grow in the soil, then you probably won't have a problem with voles. But if you're growing carrots, you're growing beets, turnip, or any type of a vegetable that's in the ground, even onions, they will eat. Garlic, they will eat. Now that the garden is cleaned and put away, by rototilling in the fall, you break apart these areas. In the situation that Sandy was talking about just before the break, this man has a large garden, has a lot of voles living in there, and they're destroying the crop. At this time of the year, you can use different products. Go down to your local feed and grain store or a garden center, and there are products that you can put in the tunnels where these rodents live at this time of the year, not in the spring when you have when you're planting, because the products would be toxic. But if you have an infestation of voles in your garden, and you use the repellents and they're still there because it's a food source, or I know in part of my garden where I had the problem, that part of the garden was a raised bed, and their tunnels were along the 4x4s that I used to build the raised beds. So they ran right down the row up against the 4x4 timber. And you can buy a poison, which will come in a pellet form. And what you would do is look for the tunnel. When you find it, then you just sprinkle these granules into the tunnel, and the vole will continue to dig, will find the granules, and it will take them out. So if you've got a problem now, work on the problem before spring comes, because the poisons cannot be used during the growing season. They can be used now, and then during the remaining part of fall, the winter, and the early spring, the product will break down with the rain and the weather and will not be in the soil active when spring arrives. So if you only have a few, try the shake-away repellents, but get it down now. And that should drive them out. If you have a lot, Bonide has a product called Mole, M-O-L-E-T-O-X. And all you need is a teaspoon of these granules in the trench wherever you see these tunnels. And I've noticed that the moles are being more numerous in the lawn, and there's a couple of places in my yard where I've seen the tunnels running. And what you do is this: if you have a tunnel running through your lawn, and you'll see the little raised line that will go back and forth, step on the tunnel, and that will crush it, and they'll have to come back in and redig. Once they start to redig, then you know that that tunnel is active. Then you add the mole tox. Just take a spoon, break apart the soil carefully, find a tunnel, put a teaspoon or a tablespoon right in it, cover it with soil, and it will solve the problem. But don't say, I'll do it in the spring. They'll be mating all winter, and you will have a real mess on your hands. Okay? Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Don from New Hampshire with a question about azaleas.
Don, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your azaleas today?
Good morning, Paul. I transplanted a deciduous azalea during the week, and I'm wondering about pruning it back, and I'm wondering about fertilizing it. It was completely dormant when I transplanted it, but I'm not sure that I got all of the roots.
Okay. As far as fertilizer, you have to say to yourself, it is the middle of November, and if you feed it with a granular fertilizer, that's something that's going to be in the soil for several weeks. And if the weather gets nice, you know, and we've had Indian summers this late in the year before, and it could be just a week, some of the buds that are on that plant could begin to swell. And as the bud swells, that covering that protects the bud during the winter would be expanding. And it would make the covering less less powerful in protecting the flowers and the leaves in the plant. What I would do to get some food to the plant, but it's not going to last, is to use a liquid like Miracle-Gro or Dr. C's liquid fertilizer. Something that's a liquid will only last about 10 days in the soil, and if we do get a period of warm weather, then you don't have to worry about the plant breaking out of dormancy and actually beginning to grow. Then the weather gets cold and you get dieback on that bud. So, you know, that will help the roots to get developed and everything else. Now, pruning, I don't like to prune most evergreens, especially broadleaf evergreens, in the fall. The reason is, and in your case, your plant is dormant because it's lost all of its foliage. Every time you make a cut, you have an open wound on that plant. And during the winter, when the wind blows across your yard and the ground is frozen, moisture will escape on every single cut that you made on that plant, and your plant will slowly dehydrate. And if we have a winter with no snow or little snow, lots of nice sunny days and plenty of wind, you could lose that azalea plant. So hold off on pruning until after it flowers, and that's the second thing. If you prune it back now, all the flower buds are on the tip of that plant. So if you prune, you're removing all the potential flower buds. So what I would do for now, being that it's a plant that you dug, is I would use an anti-desiccant spray on the plant to seal it, so that you'll have little to no moisture loss. And your local nursery or garden center will have either wilt proof or wilt stop. And it comes pre-mix or a concentrate, depending on what you need for your yard. I would spray all of the branches of your azalea. It will seal them. It will seal the buds. In the spring, enjoy the flowering. When the flowering cycle is over, then you can prune it. Then you can use a granular fertilizer on your azalea like Holly Tone, which is for all broadleaf evergreens. Or you can use the Dr. Earth evergreen fertilizer with probiotics. But for now, just make sure that you keep the soil moist at all times until the ground freezes, even if it's just taking a bucket, filling it full of water, pouring it around the plant once a week. That would be great. If you want to use a little bit of a liquid-type fertilizer like Miracle-Gro, that's okay. But nothing granular and no pruning. Thank you. And that's
thank
a
you,
great
Paul,
question.
Yeah. Thank you.
I really thank you. I appreciate the call and a good question. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Pruning this late, the only thing that I would prune would be if you have some yews or some junipers that are getting out of control and you want to get more light in your house, then you can do it. But a major pruning of any plant, being that it is mid-November, you really should wait. And if it's a flowering plant and you prune it now, you're going to lose all the blossoms. So wait until next spring. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Joey from Cape Cod with a question about garlic.
Joey, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Yeah, hi, Paul. I have a question about garlic and Brussels sprouts, and it's actually the same question for both. We moved into a new house, so I haven't had a chance to set up a garden anywhere, and I'm wondering if I could start garlic or Brussels sprouts now in pots, and when would I transfer them to the garden?
Okay, so you have Brussels sprouts plants now?
No, I don't have plants, and I don't have garlic. I don't have anything right now.
Okay, what you could do, you can still buy garlic, and you can still plant it. So if you don't have a garden and you want to get them started, get some 4-inch plastic pots, and you can buy those inexpensively at any garden center. Fill them with soil, plant your garlic in the pots, and put the pots in your garage or tool shed. Brussels sprouts next year. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 1,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free, 855-660-4261. So give us a call and we'll work together to give you a great looking garden. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Paul from New Hampshire with a question about seeding grass.
Hey, Paul, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thanks, Paul. How are you?
Good.
I have a question about winter seeding of lawn. This year I overseeded the lawn to thicken spots, trying to prevent, the goal would be prevent weed seeds from occupying. I know the front lawn is a real thick lawn. This is on the side and in the back, which seems to be need to be built up. So I use Black Beauty grass seed. And I remember one year, about 4 years ago, I seeded late in the season, and some of the seed came up, and a lot of it didn't. And then we had a cold, early cold, not like this year, but it had early cold, and cold set in, and the ground started to freeze, and then it snowed. And I said, well, we might have to start next spring to try to do that. But much to my surprise, the grass came up in the spring. Was this a fluke, or is there something to it? I've read on different things that people have had success, like just before it snows, maybe to put some seed down, and then thawing and freezing and thawing, like cracks the earth, and the seed goes in, and in the spring it comes up. Is there anything to that, or would it just be wasting my time to do that?
Well, if the secret with getting the best germination is the seed has to be in contact with the soil. So a lot of the grasses, because of the time of the year, will not be able to germinate. And that is basically your bluegrass family of seed. Bluegrass, under normal conditions, without the cold, will take between 2 and 3 weeks to germinate. And you got to say to yourself, it's the middle of November, which means it's going to be in early December, and the ground is getting colder and colder every day. So the bluegrass seed will sit there all winter, and when the ground warms up, it will germinate. Perennial rise, depending on where you live in New England, you know, if the weather stays nice for the next 2 or 3 weeks, you're going to get some germination. Your tall fescues and your fine fescues, you're going to get some germination, but you're going to be disappointed at what you see. But in the spring, when the ground warms up, the ones that did sprout will come right back and will continue to get larger and larger. The seeds that did not germinate as the ground warms up will begin to grow. So, yes, if you want to put grass seed down now, but you've got to get it in contact with the soil. So what I would do, especially if you're talking a larger area, if it's only for a few spots here and there, you can take a steel rake, scratch up the soil, sprinkle your seed, and then with the bamboo rake, kind of blend it in with the surface soil. If it's a large area, then what you could do is to rent a seed slicer. And this is a piece of equipment, power equipment, that will cut a little groove into the soil, about a quarter of an inch deep, and the seed will fall in the trench. The rain will make the soil cover it, and you'll be ready to go. But to be practical, I would wait until April 1st or even in March, depending on what the weather is like. When the frost is out of the ground, if you can get the seed in the soil as it warms up, the seeds will germinate and you'll be in good shape. But again, the seed slicer looks like a lawnmower. And instead of the blade spinning horizontal, it spins vertical. And it's a whole series of blades. And it will not pull up your existing lawn. It digs a little trench, or slices, puts in the seed, and then you just water it in and you're ready to go. I would wait.
My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.